Welcome to the Authentic Persuasion Show. On this episode, I want to replay part of a previous show. Maybe you heard the original full-length episode, and this could be a great refresher and reminder. Or maybe this is your first time hearing this content, and the timing could be just right to help you leverage authentic persuasion today in your role. No matter what, here's to your success. This is the Authentic Persuasion Show. And so that fills it in. So just remember that when it comes to the sales leadership triangle, we've got wisdom, empathy, and experience. And again, your goal with that wisdom or the leadership triangle is to make sure people know that you're leading them and you know that your goal is to help pull them across the finish line. So hopefully that part helps. I mean, that's a huge shift. A lot of times, even just yesterday, I was in a training session and I was thinking about it afterwards and the kind of questions that I got and thinking about the fact that what people, if they're stuck in order taker mode or want to know how to shift out of that, the key is to make that transformation and see themselves as a leader who's then pulling people. Instead of worrying about how they push people or trick people, how do you pull people? Now, this is a good segue and transition into the last part that I want to cover today, which is manipulation versus persuasion. Now, it's interesting how many times, especially as many podcasts I've been on and presentations I've given and training, where people have different definitions of things and where the words come in. Especially as we move into this next segment of the training where we're getting into the persuasion piece. Next week, we're going to start talking about actual persuasion to help you on the customer. And again, this is so far, this has been about you and not about them. So let's talk about manipulation and persuasion. Manipulation is all about, and I'm actually going to read this because I want to make sure that I cover this correctly. So manipulation, especially when we're talking about psychological manipulation, is a type of social influence that aims to change the behavior or perception of others through abusive, deceptive, or underhanded tactics. By advancing the interests of the manipulator, often at others' expense, such methods could be considered exploitative, abusive, devious, and deceptive. I'm not going to repeat that. I think you got the tone. I think we understand manipulation and how rough that is and how one-sided that is, right? So the goal with manipulation when somebody's using that is I want what I want. I don't really care what happens to you, right? I want what I want and I'm going to get it and I'm going to go through you with you. You're going to be a part of it. You're not. I don't really care. I'm manipulating you, right? And so that one's pretty clear. I think what's a good example, and this really cements that for people who aren't sure, is manipulation. Other definitions of manipulate, to manipulate, is in other context. So let's say to manipulate clay. So when I'm manipulating clay, what I'm doing is I have a lump of clay, I'm manipulating it, and I'm making it into the form I want it to be in. I don't really care what happens to it. I don't really care what the clay's opinion is. I want a coffee cup, I'm going to make a coffee cup. I don't really care. Doesn't matter. Same thing. Like if you look up manipulate as a definition in woodworking, dealing with stone, whatever, it's to manipulate. It's to take that thing, make it do what I want, independent of what it wants. So that's pretty clear. Now, persuasion is not as clear. And of course, I used persuasion in the book. I use it all the time. Some people argue and they don't like persuasion. They like influence. There's a lot of great influence books that are out there. I think sometimes it's splitting hairs. Sometimes it's just personal comfort zone. Sometimes it's experiences that people have and they feel like persuasion is dirty. Maybe influence is dirty. And that it doesn't matter. It's really about the intent. So the definition of persuasion, which again, I'm going to read, is to move by argument, entreaty, or expostulation to a belief, position, or course of action, right? And so that one isn't as clear. And so what's interesting is it doesn't say, I'm going to persuade you so that you can benefit and then I can benefit. It's just that I'm going to persuade you. I'm going to use an argument. I'm going to use some kind of strategy to get you to see a belief, to take a different position, or to take some kind of action. Now, for me, I focus on positive persuasion, right? Because if you listen to that definition, or if you look that up, it could go either way. I could persuade you to do something that's not beneficial to you, right? That's very clear that that's missing in the definition. There's no positive aspect. I focus on the positive. I focus on all of us in sales, in life, using our powers for good and not evil to persuade people to take a course of action that's going to benefit them and hopefully myself.